You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. How can we become blind to Jesus? Like, we can't see Jesus. Or how does prioritizing Jesus first, second, or last in our life? Is there any ramifications? Well, guess what? Eric Gilmore and Nathan Morris are discussing this very thing, and this interview is so powerful. But first, before we go, listen to this question as they're asking the question is, how can someone become blind to Jesus? Pretty important, right? You got to recognize Jesus and follow him and be the Lord of your life. Well, think about Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, where Jesus is revealing, speaking about his church, and he says, you know, you say, this is people saying, I am rich. I have adequate wealth. I do not need anything. But they don't realize that they are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Think about that. People perceive that everything is okay, but Jesus is saying it's not okay. You've literally become blinded to what I'm trying to tell you. You're not. You know, that they're thinking like, I'm wealthy, I have no need of anything. And he's saying, no, you don't realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. So we understand by this that we can be blinded to Jesus. We could totally miss him. You know, deception is what we think we're doing was right. Deception is what we think we're doing is right when we're wrong. John Bevere writes in his book, The Fear of the Lord, he says, the longer a person is deceived, the thicker the veil gets before their eyes for them to see, the harder it is for someone to convince someone that they're deceived. That's a very dangerous place to be able to see, to be. You know, Jesus says in Matthew 24, he talks about great deception will come upon the land, that people, this is at his coming when the final judgment is happening and people will be deceived. And he said, even the very elect could be deceived if it were possible. Even the very elect would be deceived if it were possible. And so you think about this. You think about this. Jesus is saying, you know, in his word that, you know, you're blind, speaking to the church of Ephesus. And so we want to see and explore with Nathan Morris and Eric Gilmore as Nathan is asking the question to Eric, how could someone become blind to Jesus? Let's go there now.
I was just thinking then of the scripture in Revelation when the Lord says, you know, you have all these things, but you are blind, naked, wretched.
Yeah.
You're blinded to me. You've lost your first love.
Yeah.
He says, come to me, by eyesight that you may see.
Yes.
How do we get blinded to the face of Jesus? How do we get blinded by religion? Talk to me about truly rediscovering our first love again.
Yeah.
And finding Jesus, the one who it's all about.
Well, I can only say from my own life, really, that I fail to see him when I add to him. The more additions, the more is subtracted. So if I stay set, fixed upon him and him alone,
yeah,
then I'm in simplicity and in rest. The more I start to add to him, the more I'm unable to see him. It's Paul's cry, I determined to know nothing among men but Jesus Christ.
And crucified, yeah.
He's fearful about one thing, that they would add to the simplicity of Jesus. And this is the sole legitimate fear of the apostle. Don't add to Jesus. It's 2 Corinthians 11:3.
Yeah.
And Paul's ambition was to know one thing. It's this man, Christ Jesus. It's the add-ons, man, the additions, even good additions, that so often steal our gaze and our attention away from him.
So often steal our gaze at their attention that we do, this due Jesus. Think about this. I believe this program, if you've been just kind of wandering aimlessly, if you've been, you know, just burnt out and you're just trying to, what's wrong with me? Maybe you've become blind to Jesus. You left your first love. I love what Eric said when he says, you know, how I could describe this. He says, describe it this way. I fail to see him. I fail to see Jesus when I add to him. The more additions, the more that is subtracted. That is so true. And you can find yourself, there's things that God wants us to do. I mean, he doesn't want you to stop being a father to your children, to stop being a wife to your husband, et cetera. You know, but there's things that we can add that we don't need to be there that can distract us from God, distract us from paying attention to Him. And that, you know what, if the enemy can't take you out and you love the Lord, what he'll do is he'll try to put so much on you you can't even bear, and he'll just start throwing things at you, and you're just putting more stuff and more stuff and more stuff, you know, on your plate, till you just crash under the burden of it. When God says, I'm your burden bearer, that's not something that I wanted you to do. And Paul's fear was, you know, as Eric's talking about, his greatest fear was that he talked about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. He says, for I resolved, I mean, you got to make a point, right? I resolved to know nothing while I'm with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You're talking about the freedom in your life. You can be so free. I mean, so free when you actually determine that this is what you're going to be focusing on. This is it. This is what you're going to focus on. You're going to focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This is so important because you can be bogged down. Where we're going, the season we're going, listen, it's Jesus that leads us out. It's Him that's walking on the stormy waters that leads us to a place to be able to walk on top of the conditions of our life. And that when we look at His eyes, like Peter did when he's walking on the water, then we can stay afloat of what's going on. We have to keep our eyes because we love Him, because He loves us. And I think about Philippians chapter 3, when Paul was writing to the church of Philippi, in chapter 3, verse 10, he's talking about this passion that he had. He says, you know, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on and take hold of that which Christ Jesus told me to take hold of, that He took hold of me, right? Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have obtained all this, but one thing I do. Say that with me. One thing I do. One thing I do, forgetting what's behind, straining on towards what's ahead, pressing on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenly, focused on heaven, in Christ Jesus. Listen, this religion and all this stuff that's been going on, it's like, that's just distractions. That's stuff being added to. It's subtracting from your personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And Paul was saying, listen, I just want to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When we get our eyes off of Christ, when we get our eyes off of Him, and we start thinking earthly goals instead of heavenly goals, we start thinking about how other people see us instead of how God sees us, that we're more concerned about following the eyes of others instead of following the eyes of our Lord. And I love what he said right there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.